Good morning, tech enthusiasts, and welcome to Feedcast Radio. Dan here, ready to dissect the digital world for you.
And Jess here, buzzing with anticipation. We've got everything from exploding AI agents to concert tickets inside Spotify today.
Exploding AI? That's a strong opener, Jess. We'll also be diving into healthcare cybersecurity, the Earth's warming trend, unsurprisingly, and Microsoft's attempt to write data onto glass. Stay tuned. It's going to be a fascinating 10 minutes. First up, let's talk cybersecurity in healthcare. Metroport, a Y Combinator startup, is hiring a security engineer to, and I quote, harden healthcare infra. Seems important.
Important is an understatement, Dan. Healthcare data is incredibly sensitive. A breach could be catastrophic. Are we talking about patient records, medical devices, or something else?
All of the above, I'd imagine. Everything is connected now. The fact that a startup, even one from YC, is taking on this challenge is both exciting and slightly terrifying. Do they have enough firepower to fight off sophisticated attacks?
That's the million-dollar question. I hope they're focusing on proactive measures, not just reacting to threats. What kind of skills are they looking for in this engineer? Do you know?
The job posting focuses on penetration testing, threat modeling, and incident response. Basically, someone who can think like a hacker, but use their powers for good. Let's hope they find a good one.
Agreed. Okay, from securing health data to the fate of the planet. Let's talk about the headline. There is unequivocal evidence that Earth is warming. Not exactly groundbreaking news, Dan.
No, Jess, it's not. But the sheer unequivocalness of it is disconcerting. We've passed the point of debate. It's just a matter of how bad it's going to get. What fresh hell did they unearth this time?
It seems to be a summary of multiple studies, highlighting rising sea levels, extreme weather events, and melting ice caps. The usual doom and gloom, but with extra emphasis.
So, no surprises, just confirmation of our collective failure to address the problem. I suppose we should all invest in beachfront property in Antarctica,
Dark humor aside, it's a stark reminder that technology alone won't solve this. We need policy changes and widespread adoption of sustainable practices. Anyway, from global warming to coding with a fitness tracker.
Ah yes, a headline proclaims, show HN Strava for Claude Code, because nothing says productivity like tracking your coding sprints. Is this the gamification of software development gone too far?
It might be genius. Think about it. You can track your progress, compete with colleagues, and earn badges for completing coding challenges. It's like a virtual coding gym.
Or it's another distraction that will lead to developers spending more time obsessing over their stats than actually writing code. I predict a surge in coding performance-enhancing drugs if this takes off.
Come on, Dan, lighten up. It could be a fun way to boost motivation and foster a sense of community. Maybe even gamify healthcare security training like we talked about earlier?
All right. I'll concede that it could be useful for some people. But I'm sticking to my old-fashioned method of coding. Caffeine and existential dread. Speaking of old-fashioned, let's talk about R34. Our final story. R34, a concatenative language derived from Colorforth. For those of you not fluent in ancient programming languages, this is like resurrecting a dinosaur, but with a new coat of paint.
Colorforth? Seriously? I thought that language was a relic of the past. Why would anyone bring it back?
Well, apparently, 3/4 aims to modernize the concatenative programming paradigm. It's niche, to be sure, but some developers swear by its simplicity and efficiency. Plus, it's probably less prone to security vulnerabilities than JavaScript, given its obscurity.
So, we went from securing cutting-edge healthcare to the dangers of our planet to a fitness tracker for code, to a language older than I am. Another day, another dozen fascinating things. Thanks for being on deck, Dan.
My pleasure, Jess. And remember, listeners, stay curious, stay informed, and try not to let any AI agents blow you up. Until next time.
Music on. Catch you next time.
Thank you.